bill was 17.1 hands. An animal with his own character. It's like they tried to put him on the boat, the Leviathan, when they were loading them. It was a three-deck ship. Bill wouldn't go down the bottom deck. And he wouldn't go on the top deck. And Banjo Patterson, who was the horse master, so there's this connection with Patterson as well, said, come on, Bill, we'll go in the middle. Bill went into the middle. Horses died on the bottom deck from pneumonia. And on the top deck in the Indian Ocean, horses were swept off the top deck. And Bill survived quite happily in the middle. So he had an insight into something. He never drank his full 10 gallons of water a day. He was a true whaler. He could go on very poor rations. But his stamina and will was just unbelievable. And when the centenary was coming up in 2016 on the 5th of August, I just had to do it. These men put their life on the line for us. What's a mere sculpture? It has to be correct.
Mm.
The horse is exactly 17.1 hands. The head has every vein standing up. The teeth are correct. The tongue is correct. I was able to get a horseshoe from 1915, so I knew exactly what the horseshoe looked like.
Michael Shanahan needs to come in. What was his relationship like with this horse?
Shanahan was the only person that ever rode Bill or broke him in. Jim Towers rode him when he first got to Egypt, and he only stayed on for 2 minutes and 10 seconds. He was the longest person to ride the horse. It wasn't until Bill was shot in the rump and in the shoulder at Gallipoli. He was running from Suvla Bay to Anzac Cove, a distance of 3 miles as a pack horse. He was shot twice with Brickworth on his back, was an English officer. He ejected Brickworth and they said he was unconscious for 2 hours. And he kept going and got to Anzac Cove with 2 rifle shots in him. At that point, Shanahan took Bill into his confidence. He never tried to ride him in Gallipoli. He gave him sugar and licorice. He swam with him in the ocean and helped him recover. And when he got back to Egypt, he asked Patterson, could I have Bill as my mount? And a young Aboriginal mullah helped Shanahan break him in. Shanahan always said, don't use spurs or a whip. Just tell Bill what you want and he will do it. And he did on the 5th of August 1916 when he picked up 4 Tasmanians.
Who were the Tasmanians?
We don't know. In Roland Perry's book, and I've spoken to Roland Perry, he said he's one of possible 40. Roland Perry couldn't identify them. And it's 5 generations ago now. It's 100 years ago. But with this incredible story, somebody must know something.
So what happened with the Tasmanians?
At Romani, there was 1,700 Australians against 26,000 Turks and Germans. The English weren't allowed to come out because their officers were in Cairo and Chevelle didn't have the authority to bring out the English cavalry. He knew that he couldn't beat the 26,000, but he could engage with them and retreat. And engage and retreat and bring the Turks down into the sand and to within the range of the British artillery. Now, they formed like a hook up around, and the western flank was the 2nd Tasmanian Light Horse. Shanahan rode the line up and down to make sure that nobody broke. Then 2 soldiers came up and said, Major, our western flank has been heavily penetrated. Shanahan went in and he thought he heard Tassie voices. And he said to the other side, you stay here, I'm going back in. And they said, he won't have their mount, sir. He said, I don't care. I'm going to get them out. And he rode back in. He was rushed by a Turk and the horse took the Turk out on his shoulder, up in his breast. He trampled the second one and kept manoeuvring to make sure that Shanahan stayed on. When he got back to where he thought out, he called out, Tassie troopers, and 4 troopers came out from behind a sand dune. And they said, we don't have our mount, sir. He said, I don't care. We're getting out of here. He helped 2 up on behind him, kicked his feet out of the stirrups, and the other 2 got in the stirrups. And he turned Bill for Romani. Now, Bill was slow going at first, but built to a canter.
With five men.
With five men on him. Then, just about 100 yards out, the four Tasmanians got off Bill, and they gave him a pat. And Bill wasn't used to this sort of affection. And they said, you need a bloody VC for this, mate. Shanahan took Bill back for water. He had a big drink of water and poured the ground. And Shanahan turned him back into the battle and rode up and down the line. Shanahan was shot up in the upper leg and kept going till he collapsed on the horse. And this incredible animal turned and made sure Shanahan didn't fall off his back and took him back to the vets, where he was evacuated to England, but he did lose his leg. In respect, Patterson said that Bill will never be rode in battle again. And he wasn't, but at the end of the war, he was ridden in a horse race. They had what was called the Jericho Cup, which was in Jericho, and the idea was to confuse the Turks that they weren't going to attack. And young Muller, who I said before helped break Bill in, they said, can you ride him? He won't be ridden. This is a horse race. This is not battle. We're honouring what Patterson said. He said, yeah, I can ride him, long as it's bareback. So here's Bill, all a bit nonchalant about it, and he's coming almost last. There's five horses in the race, and the big black one's 20 metres ahead. And young Muller gets up in Bill's ear, and he said, come on, you bastard. You can beat that big bugger. And the horse took off, and he did, and he won. But not only did he win, he kept going. He went up on a sand dune, and then he danced around. Then he went back down, threw Muller off, and stood up straight.